Union negotiators say workers and Connecticut Light and Power are still far apart on staffing and overtime issues. If workers reject the proposed four-year contract, they will automatically authorize a strike. A work stoppage is by no means certain. Frank Cirillo, business manager at an International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers local, said the previous contract that represented about 1,200 workers expired in June. He says a company demand that workers be on call for possible overtime infuriated union members and union officials. Caroline Prettyman, a spokeswoman for the parent company Northeast Utilities, compared utility workers with first responders such as police officers and firefighters. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.